Hey everyone, welcome back into the film room inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobtell again, joined by Vikings Radio Network analyst Pete Bursich. Our look via film at the Vikings draft class with Pete Bursich concludes today with tight end Bucky Hodges, who Pete's going to show us can play a lot like a wide receiver maybe.
Yeah, you do. And what we'll see in some of these highlights is why they wanted to flex him out, why they wanted to make him like a wide receiver. And it's mainly to take advantage of size mismatches. He's a big guy, but he has the quickness and the ability to get open, and he has very good hands.
Well, we hope he can learn a lot from Kyle Rudolph at the NFL level. And I see your first play. Yeah. He's going against Kyle's and your former team,
Notre Dame. Alma mater. So this is we don't like to see this, but you know, it is what it is. But he will have a lot to learn from Kyle Rudolph from the traditional, I think, tight end pass running type scenario. But red zone ability. So this is a situation you'll see him outside. You just highlighted him. He's a tight end. He's lined up out here. Mm-hmm. So red zone capability. Also the ability to put in two running backs, two tight ends, maybe one receiver and explode out. And then have him bump outside, knowing that he'll probably have a safety because the other corner in the game will probably have to cover the other wide receiver. So you can work that personnel mismatch. And this is what happens when you get in these mismatches. You have a smaller body on a big body, and he does a very nice job. You see him extending that arm. Now, will that be a penalty in the NFL? We'll see. He has to learn that he can use the whole forearm and not put that big white glove out. So little technique things, but concentration on the ball and body position. A great throw, back shoulder. He knows exactly when to turn and exactly when to go up and get the ball at its highest point. And when you're as tall as he is going against a smaller corner, those things are going to be those things are huge. So again, we'll see him. He's lined up where? Outside as a wide receiver. So not your traditional tight end position, but that's okay. We'll teach him how to move inside. We'll teach him how to block. But we can put him outside one-on-one like this. And he's not outrunning the corners here. You can see when the ball's up in the air, as it gets there, they're hip pocket. The corner is on top of him. But what he's doing is getting his eyes back to the football, and you'll see the corner isn't. The corner's focused on him. That gives him the ability to get back underneath. And even though the corner, this is what I like to see, the corner's his hands, I mean, he's all over him.
Yeah.
But yet Bucky still comes down with the football. So the ability to go up in traffic, get the ball, bring it down, and come down with possession, that's very, very important. This is a very good example of things I've said even about Adam Thielen, is you don't have to run a 4-3 to get open.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's the double move on both sides. You'll notice the quarterback does a very nice job of looking off this way. Because you can see now, they have a safety. If you're looking at this field, you're going to want to throw the ball somewhere over here, right? Because this safety's playing heavy on top. So they're favoring this half of the field.
And this is our guy right
very
here.
Very much. Yeah, our guy Bucky's right here. So they have extra body over here. They don't have one-on-ones all over the place. But they do a nice job of play faking to pull this guy out of the picture and to get this one-on-one with the corner. And you'll see he does a very, very nice job of breaking down, able to break down, set himself. The corner just thinks he thinks he's going to run the out route to the sideline right at the sticks, right at the first down marker, but boom, he turns and runs, and now you have that separation right there. And in the NFL, this is all you need. You'll notice the ball doesn't get to Bucky till he's almost down at or near the goal line. In the NFL, that ball is already about right here.
Sure.
So as soon as he turns, he's open. But a very nice job of him running a route and really running himself open. This is not speed. This is what this is a great call, a great move. Boom breaks down, and then he's able to get back and accelerate. The corner does grab a hold of him, and he's able to run through that. So that doesn't knock him off his route either. So he's strong in his route and eventually gets the touchdown. But I guarantee at this level that ball's going to be right here a lot quicker.
So we've seen some things that we've heard a lot about Bucky Hodges, a guy who can play like a receiver, can go up and get the ball. But you've got some technique things maybe that he's showing some potential at doing well.
Oh, absolutely. This is a little bit more what you're going to see in the NFL. This is an example of him up on top. You see him right here, one-on-one against the corner. And the first thing that you notice is, again, the size mismatch.
Yes.
He's a good 6 inches taller, but he's getting pressed. So teams will say, well, maybe we could press him and stop him. But you notice, he does a little hop, and then boom, he uses that hand.
Yep.
And he's still big enough and strong enough to push that corner across his body and get inside. And right now he's open, whether it's a slant or whether he continues to run the go route like he does here. at this next level, he's going to have to learn that you don't, if you don't want to hit up here,
which is what
still,
he's doing
right, because you still have a lot of strength. He's not going to be strong enough to push a corner through. You need to get that hand closer to here, the weakness of the hand, and get it here, and now I can get to your back. It's just like the defensive linemen. The games and the hands that they play, they're all close here. They don't want to, you're not going to get a lineman to let go of you by hitting him here.
Right.
By hitting him here, yeah, maybe.
So good and can get better.
Absolutely. But so he has it figured out. That's just tweaking the technique. This isn't teaching him a whole new level. Mm-hmm. But you see, gets by him. The corner's not able to run past him. He stays stride for stride. The ball gets delivered right. Boom, he comes down with his body, makes the catch. So a lot to work with. And that's kind of what we know about Bucky. He has a lot of talent. Where you're going to put him, where is he going to fit, we'll see. But definitely a lot to work with.
Here, tight end in the screen game.
Yeah, this is the other side of it. Is you can flex him out in space, and now you've got a decent runner and runner coming up the middle, big enough to see to get through the arm tackles and get you 10 or 15 yards up the middle. So the versatility there as well. You're not as you can see in college, he was used and flexed out a lot in space. So another situation here: play fake run, gets the ball. What you like to see is here. They've got him, theoretically. But this is a linebacker. So this is a guy that they've, by default, know when they spread the formation out, we're going to pull a bigger body out here. Mm-hmm. They have him. They should have him between here and here and not go anywhere. But he's able to put a move on a guy, get underneath. And then even here, there's an angle that the safety has coming down. But still, he gets another about 10 yards after that. So surprising speed, the ability to accelerate in space. And those are all situations where we can get him the football. This route here will be a little bit more traditional, kind of like what we're going to see in the NFL. You run this guy up and off. He'll come in and just run a curl route, and then in this case, the guy in motion will go the flat. So you have three. You're trying to open up this soft area. Does a very nice job in this case, settling in, finding the hole, knowing that this is the guy that potentially can cover him. So he sets up and turns and runs away, which he does. Boom, ball's in.
Third and two, first down.
So the routes that he'll see at this next level won't be too much different than that. So we'll see. Yeah, we see a lot of him at wide receiver. I think his learnings have to come at the tight end. Is he going to want to do the heavy lifting? Is he going to want to do the blocking? Is he going to want to get his nose dirty a little bit? We'll see.
With Pat Shurmur, with Clancy Barone, and Kyle Rudolph, he's got a lot of good guys from which he can learn. So hopefully he can do that. But we look for big things from Bucky Hodges. We just got big things from Pete Bursich, breaking down the film of our draft picks. We thank you for your time, Pete. Stay tuned for more right here on Vikings.com.